Steve Gilbert.
Torrey, what did you see out of Merrill tonight?
It was a great effort, a great outing, and he got into a real good rhythm. I know there were some early hiccups, gave a couple runs, but he got into a real good rhythm and pitched you know, well into this ball game and gave his chance to win. Unfortunately, it was his fourth time around the lineup. I was trying to protect him a little bit. I know he had a little bit of gas left in his tank, but I made a decision, obviously, that impacted this game and turned it over the bullpen. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get the job done.
Nick?
Torrey, what was the conversation like with Merrill out there? It almost looked like maybe you were considering keeping him in.
There was some consideration. It's my job to make those tough decisions, and I didn't hear. He was doing his best. He was doing his best to stay in the ball game. I just felt like it was time. It was time to maneuver into the bullpen. And I don't want to give you the context of the conversation. Those are very private, and I like to keep those between me and the players and Merrill that were standing on the mound at that time. But I just felt it was time.
Anything else for Torrey? Go ahead, Jack Summers.
When you say you felt like it was time, can you tell us what you were seeing? I mean, were you worried about his velocity or the shape of his pitches? Did he look tired at all to you? I mean, or was it just fourth time through the order?
Yeah, I think it was a fourth time through the order. And, it was the heart of the order. And I wanted to see what the bullpen and Steph could give us. You know, these opportunities are a time for us to evaluate and see what's happening with guys that are here to take advantage of that opportunity. So I just felt like it was a good situation for Steph. Stacked up righties that we're not going to be pinch hit for. Unfortunately, we're going to get the job done.
Back to you, Nick.
I think Merrill's probably the only guy that you guys have that you maybe have any innings total considerations with this season. Was that something that played at all into tonight? And is that something you think is going to be a factor with how you use them the rest of the way?
No, it was not. I didn't have that in my mind when I was walking out there to have my conversation with them. And I'm sure we'll figure that out. Our medical team has a process they follow. They'll give me that information. I haven't gotten it yet. But I can assure you that if we do get anywhere near that, start towing that line, we're not going to exceed that number.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
We're back in a bit with Merrill. Okay. Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Merrill, how do you assess your outing tonight?
Not my best, but not my worst. Just got singled to death. It's a really good team. I think one of the differences between the good teams in this league, like the Dodgers and, the not so good teams is you make a mistake to big league hitters, for the most part, they're going to put a pretty good swing on it. These guys do a really good job of not only hitting mistakes, but they also hit good pitches. It was a bit of a grind. Obviously more traffic on the bases than I would have liked, but happy that I was able to go as deep as I did with how many guys that were on base.
So Merrill, how many of those hits do you feel like you gave up were on pretty good pitches?
I'd go back and look. The one to Turner in the first inning jumps out to me. I thought that was a pretty good sinker. One of Chris Taylor's hits was kind of a down and away fastball that he put a pretty good swing on. Will Smith, I think his second at bat, it's a two seam, ran back a little bit, but I mean it was at the top of the zone, and he put a pretty good swing on it as well.
What was the conversation like with Torrey there in the seventh when he came out to the mound?
I'm not going to go in depth on it. He was just kind of checking in to see how I was feeling. And at the time, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty gassed. I definitely always have confidence in myself. Even if I am a little tired, I definitely think I could have gotten through it. But at the end of the day, you know, he's got to make decisions that he thinks are the best for the team and the best chance to win. So I'm not ever gonna, you know, I'm not ever gonna throw him under the bus. He's got, you know, he's got a lot of decisions he needs to make through the course of a game. And that was a decision that he, you know, that he went with. And, you know, the rest is, you know, the rest, as they say, is history.
Evan Thompson.
Merrill, several of the hits early that the Dodgers got were up the middle. What do you remember about the pitches that they hit in those at-bats?
Honestly, the only one that really comes to mind is the, like I said earlier, the one to Justin Turner. I felt like that was a pretty good two-seam on the inside of the part of the plate. He's just a really good hitter. He does a good job of handling balls inside, even though he's on the plate. I'd have to go back and look, but that's the one that jumps out to me the most.
Back to you, Nick.
Merrill, I know you said you didn't want to go too far in depth on this, but just stop me if you know don't want to answer this. But did you err on the side of like of trying to push to stay in the game, or do you feel like it's important to be as honest as possible with your manager in those sorts of situations?
Like I said, I'm not going to go too in depth. I would say both. The answer to your question is yes to both. I said my piece. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's not my choice, and I'm always going to be honest. I think if you ask Torrey, he'll agree with that I'm always honest with him. I think in my mind, I need to be honest because it's not just me. It's the team trying to win a game. Obviously, selfishly, I want to be out there. I want to go as deep as I can for my own personal regard. But it also comes a time where you have to think of the team more than yourself.
Jack Summers.
You had just indicated that you were feeling pretty gassed. Did you indicate that you were feeling any fatigue at all before you came out?
To who?
To Torrey.
He just, like I said, he asked me how I was feeling and I told him.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Merrill? All right. Thanks,
everyone. Thanks, guys.
Merrill. Thanks, Merrill.